You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's on the attack on Twitter. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Trump firing back at one of his biggest critics who happens to be married to one of his closest advisors. Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
The president tweeting, George Conway, often referred to as Mr. Kellyanne Conway by those who know him, is very jealous of his wife's success and angry that I, with her help, didn't give him the job he so desperately wanted. He continued, I barely know him, but just take a look. A stone-cold loser and husband from hell. Conway, a conservative lawyer who considered a senior role at the Justice Department, has been a persistent critic of President Trump's policies and has recently been questioning the president's mental health. Chris?
And John, the president will go to Ohio today to tour an Army tank plant and meet with supporters holding a re-election fundraiser. Joe Biden appears ready to challenge President Trump. The Wall Street Journal's reporting the former vice president told supporters he does plan to run for president, but he's concerned he won't raise as much money the first day as other Democrats like Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke. The first funerals have happened in New Zealand for the 50 people massacred in two mosques in Christchurch. The first two buried a father and son who came from Syria.
And I cannot tell you how gutting it is to know that a family came here for safety and for refuge, and they should have been safe here.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. A sheriff's deputy is being mourned in Washington State, shot and killed when an attempted traffic stop happened last night, turned into a gun battle that also wounded a police officer.
That officer has a gunshot wound to the leg and is going to survive. The suspect was shot. That suspect is alive at the Kittitas Valley Hospital. That suspect was shot in the head.
It's David Rose with Fox Affiliate Q13. New information about the first of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets that crashed. Reuters reporting the cockpit voice reporters from the Lion Air plane shows the pilots were scouring a handbook trying to figure out the problem. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Relief in Deer Park, Texas, near Houston. A chemical and fuel plant fire burning since Sunday was finally put out early this morning. Residents who sheltered in place, worried about huge plumes of black smoke, are being told the air quality is not hazardous. Parts of the Midwest remain underwater and massive flooding that has hit states from Kansas to Wisconsin. It's blamed for at least three deaths. This woman got lucky. She has a home to return to in Valley Green Park, Minnesota.
Relieved. Very much relieved to be home and safe. The kids are safe. Our house is safe.
Many other people, though, not so lucky, especially in hard-hit Nebraska and Iowa, where Vice President Pence got an aerial tour of underwater farms and communities yesterday, speaking about disaster relief.
As I assured them, at the president's direction, we will expedite that request to make sure that the families and communities that have been impacted have access to the federal resources and support that is designed for exactly times like these.
There's an even bigger and deadlier flooding disaster in Africa after a cyclone hit, devastating parts of Malawi and Zimbabwe and Mozambique, where they're in 3 days of national mourning.
The UN says Cyclone Idai has impacted more than 2.6 million people. 100-mile-an-hour winds and flooding swept across southeastern Africa.
A lot is needed. I don't think that the world realizes yet the scale of the problem.
Verhushel with the World Food Programme saying the extent of the damage isn't clear because so many buildings are underwater.
Basically, what our colleague says, that is all what they see all over is water. You see water.
Mozambique's president says he expects more than 1,000 people have died. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Winter is almost over. Spring will be sprung later today, 5:58 p.m. Eastern time. It's also opening day in Major League Baseball. The first game of the season just ended in Japan. The Seattle Mariners beat the Oakland A's 9-7. Dow futures are down 13 points a few minutes before the opening bell on Wall Street. And I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Local news brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass. You got one of those pesky chips, rock chips or something, or maybe the left side window has a bag on it. Got to fix that. Can't see out of the bag. American Eagle Auto Glass can help for expert window replacement or repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign County prosecutor this week threw out charges against a Champaign man in connection to a June 15, 2018 shooting. The victim of the shooting will not testify against the suspect, 19-year-old Riante Williams. Chief Criminal Deputy Attorney Troy Lozar says there were also problems with some other witnesses, so the state dropped its case against Williams. Illinois State Police are beefing up enforcement of the move over law in the state. It requires drivers to move over from stopped emergency vehicles like police, fire, EMS, construction, tow truck drivers, and the general public when they're driving, when they have an emergency and have emergency flashers on the side of the road. Fox Illinois says 13 Illinois State Police troopers have been hit while on the job so far just this year. The most recent case was Sunday evening in Will County. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield that causes it to chip, don't worry. American Eagle Auto Glass can fix that for only $50. $50! American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring that they do it the right way and the safe way. And at American Eagle Auto Glass, you're not just a number. You're their customer. Located in Champaign and Danville. For more information, go to American Eagle Auto Glass. Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast, and brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. When you, Mike, went out there and bought that stuff,
yeah,
did you put that in the closet?
Yeah. I'm
trying to find that.
Okay.
Because they came up with all kinds of cool squirt stuff.
Exactly, making it easy.
Yeah, that they've got all the machines. They can fix machines. If you got one of those little rider cleaner things, I don't know what they're called, but they're just amazing.
Get a consultation with Betsy.
Betsy and Brad Parks, 359-6262 or cmiclean.com.
Rainy conditions. Today's high near 50, down to around 33 this evening. Up to 47 tomorrow with the clouds, down to 32. 46 the high now for Friday with sunshine, and 50 on Saturday with mostly sunny conditions. 55 Sunday with morning showers expected. Right now we're at 39. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, it is 8 after the hour of 8 a.m. on this first day of spring.
I had a text in to 359-2255 asking if we have our own brackets here at the station.
As far as a competition?
Right.
No.
Right. Well, we have more interest in years when we're in it.
Well, it's still interest, but it's just in Champaign-Urbana, our sixth straight year not being in this thing.
Right.
I just didn't think that ever happened.
It just wasn't a big hit at the staff meeting on proposing different things.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because we're not in it.
Well, and we'll next year when we get in the NCAA.
Yes.
I'll be all about it.
Exactly.
You'll say, why doesn't he stop talking about the silly brackets? Because at that point, I'll have Illinois winning six in a row and going all the way. So that'll be next year. Okay, Ted Koppel. I mean, he's like a Dan Rather.
Yes.
It'd be like Dan Rather saying what Ted Koppel said about Donald Trump and the fact that the media is, in fact, out to get him. Ted Koppel, respected journalist.
I'm terribly concerned that when you talk about the New York Times these days, when you talk about the Washington Post these days, we're not talking about the New York Times of 50 years ago. We are not talking about the Washington Post of 50 years ago. We're talking about organizations that I believe have, in fact, decided as organizations that Donald J. Trump is bad for the United States.
Wow.
Huh.
So they've decided as an organization that Donald J. Trump is bad for the... Well, they shouldn't do that.
No. He's our president.
Well, you're supposed to report news, not attack a guy. You really want that? I mean, you really, really, I'm telling you, I don't think the country can work without a free press that can inform me, because I'm driving to basketball practice and got four drop-offs and three pickups. I mean, it's, you just want to report. There's plenty of room for opinion and editorial. That's fine. But as far as here's the story. Went to the meeting, and here's what happened in the meeting. Let me decide if it was a good idea for the city council to build a pool. But you don't report saying the city council did a stupid thing tonight. They're spending too much money on a pool. That's not the reporter's job.
Right.
I just need the information. And somehow we've crossed the line where now every reporter needs to expose what an awful president we have. And that's not the job.
No, it's not.
It didn't used to be. And the country's less for it. We really, really, really need. And there's a few renegades out there, like the Cheryl Atkinsons and the James Rosens, mm-hmm. and now this Laura Logan. Those are the ones I want as my reporters. If give me $50 million, I'll put together another network with those kind of people that say, in your face, don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, here's the deal. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a Republican, get them. If it's a Democrat, get them. I mean, as far as the story, you don't get anybody. You report it, but you don't hold off like the Reuters guy held off on a Beto O'Rourke story for 2 years. That would have really hurt him against Ted Cruz. Had to hold off on, oh, we do that all the time. No, you don't. You do it when you don't like the guy.
Right.
You totally expose a Donald Trump and you hold off for a Barack Obama. There shouldn't be any difference. If Barack Obama does something wrong, you report that. If Donald Trump does, you do report that. They've lost the line. The line is, I don't care what party you are. I really don't. If the Republic does bad, boy, get that story out there.
You got to be our watchdog.
You got to be my watchdog. The people, it's the only nation that's ever had the people in charge. That's the glory and the beauty of it, is that I'm the boss. You work for me, representative and senator and president. And my press will watch me. I'm going to practice, and I got kids stuff, but the press is watching you for me.
Exactly.
But if the press isn't doing that, what? How do I know it's true? I guess I'll go on Twitter. Oh, that's all true.
Oh, yeah.
Man, yeah. We got stuff to deal with. 359-2255, you want to text in? If you want a landscaper, this guy.
Hey, my name's Joel Kuske. My company is called Kuske Landscaping. Okay.
Thomas, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, here we go. Sports headlines, 817, ESPN 93.5.
Well, the Big Ten in the NIT had Indiana moving on after beating St. Francis 89-72. We'll have Nebraska and Butler tonight. We have Belmont moving on, beating Temple and Fairleigh Dickinson over Prairie View on your NCAA brackets on the fringe on these play-in games that are happening. We also have Clippers over the Pacers in basketball action. Washington is in Chicago to face the Bulls tonight. On to the Illini. We beat St. Louis 4-1. Another game today. Illinois softball in their home opener over IUPUI 9-4 yesterday. Mike Trout with the Angels, a $430 million 12-year contract. From Japan, Seattle over the Oakland A's, 9-7 this morning.
Wonder why they started 8 days early. It's really an early date, March 20. But it's,
I know.
Japan, and they're off and running.
That's right.
Start in 8 days. It's the 20th. The Cubs and Cardinals both play on the 28th, I believe. Cardinals will be in Milwaukee. I'm not sure where the Cubbies are. I have to look that up and keep forgetting to check.
Yeah, me too.
Cubbies, doing well in the spring training, if that matters. Cardinals have struggled hitting in spring training, if that matters. But the bottom line is the baseball is starting soon and off and running with our Cubs on US 105.9 and our Cardinals right here where you're listening, ESPN 93.5. And, wow, here we go again. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Cardinals are more optimistic because Paul Goldschmidt, one of the best hitters in baseball, now in the lineup, the three spot. I think they'll bat him third. Probably Ozuna fourth. But anyway, it'd be fun to see how they can hang in there in that very, very difficult Central Division with Milwaukee and Chicago. Got to be thinking those two are ahead of the Cardinals right now. But Cincinnati improved, and Pittsburgh's always Pittsburgh. So anyway, tough Central Division.
Looks like the Cubs have the Dodgers.
Ooh, it's a hard start.
No, wait. Sorry.
We'll look it up.
We will.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, we've got a high 49 expected today, 33-hour low this evening, rainy conditions, clouds tomorrow, high 45, low 32, 46 on Friday with sunshine, sunny and high 52 Saturday, 55 on Sunday, but rain back in the forecast. Currently 38, ESPN 93.5.
Well, I'm seeing Texas Rangers?
Yeah, this is weird.
Well, it says March 28, March 30, and March 31, Texas Rangers in Arlington. So, it's an odd start against a interleague. And then they play the Braves. So the Cubbies start on the road just like the Cardinals, according to what I'm peeking here online. All right, check your Fox Business Minute. Be right back, ESPN 93.5. It is 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Google has been fined approximately $1.7 billion by the European Commission for dominating advertising on its search results. Google was accused of blocking competitors from selling text ads on search results that appear on third-party websites. Google wasn't ordered to change its business practices because regulators say the company ended its anti-competitive behavior shortly after charges were filed nearly 3 years ago. General Mills raised prices in the holiday quarter. It says shoppers were willing to pay more, so its earnings were better than expected, and it's also predicting an upbeat year. There's a partnership in the cannabis business. Marijuana Company of America is buying 20% of Natural Plant Extract of California. They plan to establish a joint venture operating a cannabis delivery service. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Carlson. There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Jeep SUVs give you all kinds of freedom. The freedom of going anywhere, anytime in Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. The freedom to travel in luxurious comfort with Jeep Grand Cherokee. The freedom of taking in more fresh air in Jeep Compass. Or the freedom to push your adventures to new lengths with efficient Jeep Cherokee. Visit Jeep.com today for legendary deals during the Jeep Freedom Days sales event. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Every month we try and celebrate law enforcement. Officer George Sandwich, why did you want to do this?
I just always like doing different things as I was coming up, getting older, coming out of high school, and got into the Army Guard. Eventually, it kind of led me into a law enforcement job.
And you understood that there's danger and you got to wear a lot of equipment every day, and you liked it.
Yeah, now, the wonderful thing about police officers is that when you're working shift, is you kind of make your day as far as this is your district and this is your job. It's not the same old sitting in an office and day-to-day routine. You get out and you make your day.
But it's got stupid dangerous over the last 3 or 4 or 5 years where people look at police and they don't have the respect they used to. Can we get that back?
Some of the things that are happening now, they happened 20-plus years ago when I first started. It's just, I think you just hear about it more of it now.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
I just know this is going to fundamentally change college football. This is as close as we're going to get. Without monetary compensation, this is as close as we're going to get to full-on free agency. There's a value to be taught to living up to your word. There's a value to be taught to fighting through a depth chart. There's a value to be taught to living through hard times to get to your moment. But if coaches are allowed to leave a program and go to another one, I don't see any reason why players shouldn't be allowed to do the same. If you're stuck somewhere and your major essentially is football and it's your best immediate path forward for employment, you should be able to transfer around and find your best employment. In the end, I would say let these players transfer without sitting out a year. That would be my position. I just wouldn't make a mockery of the hardship waiver. Just get rid of it and let these guys go wherever they want and get ready for college football to be different.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two, please. I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because
I was.
No. Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Yeah, News Gazette sports page reporting, will Ayo Dosunmu declare for the NBA? And the answer is yes, he will, but he won't hire an agent. And then what that does is starts kind of the whole process of, here's where you are, kid. Here's where we think you'll go. Maybe you need to stay another year. I don't think he's going to be high enough in the draft to leave, but why not explore?
Exactly.
If somebody says, I love you, man, I'm going to pick you 10th. Oh, yeah, good night. See ya. Mm-hmm. Bye. Mm-hmm. Even anything in the first round is worth several million dollars. So, you know, think about that. You're coming out of college. Normal kid's going to earn about $40,000 or $45,000 a year. And somebody says, here's several million dollars. Do you think they come out as a junior? Uh-huh. They come out as a freshman? Yeah. Several million dollars?
Right.
So there's no question.
Might as well explore your options.
Absolutely.
And then you have more experience the next time.
No, you know what they're thinking. Uh-huh. You know what they're saying. And if you don't hire anybody, you can just say, yeah, I'm going to wait.
Right.
I think he's got a good another year left. And now if he plays well next year and we go to the NCAA tournament, like I think we're going to be projected to do, lottery pick. He's that kind of skill. I don't think he's ready. I don't think his body's ready. I don't think, but he has moments you're going, NBA. That's the level he's at.
Uh-huh.
He's not ready, but if Golden State takes him 27 and Seth Curry's going to help me.
You got to look at it.
You got to look at it. Steph Curry and oh boy. Because he's got NBA skill. I mean, that's amazing. I think Giorgi Bisciantavilli.
Yeah.
Could find a team. Everybody says Europe and stuff. I think he could maybe find a spot in an NBA. That's me.
Just right,
His play underneath and his footwork for being a freshman, nobody thought he'd be this good. So I think Georgia's going to be, not now, but I think in a few years, heck yeah. I mean, he's something else under that basket. He's a dancer, man.
Yeah, I was at his 32-point game. It was amazing.
Man.
And that was 30, the game I was.
35.
Was it 35?
It broke Deion's record.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like in the second round. Oh, I was all about it.
Oh, boy, it's good seat.
Exactly.
But I'm telling you, the moral of the story, if you think your child's going to be a basketball player, get him to start dancing at age 6.
Agreed.
Because that footwork, I mean, Brad Underwood said his footwork's just...
And the balance and all of that.
Amazing. It is pretty fun to watch. So, Illinois, we're optimistic. But heck, if you're Io, why not? Nothing to lose. Check out where you are. I mean, a few people around here will freak out because if we lose him, it'd be really bad.
Right.
But I think he needs another year. I think he could go next year for sure, though. He's that talented. And he also has that it where you need him and he scores. Mm-hmm. That's a God-given talent where you kind of give me the ball.
Uh-huh.
Not yet, though. Yeah. You're not ready yet, though.
Exactly.
Right?
Stay with us, Georgie.
Oh, man. We've been waiting a long time. Whoa. Okay. We'll check the news coming up. By the way, the Cubs have 9 games on the road to start the season.
That's crazy.
Texas, Atlanta, Milwaukee.
April 8th. Yeah.
April 8th is
around.
Wrigley Field's home opener against the Pirates. Okay. 8:28. They're on West University Urbana. Might have something you need to know here coming up next. You know how you share photos?
Yeah.
Where everybody shares those?
Yeah.
If you share a family photo, you could be revealing where you live, work, and vacation. How's that work? Well, fortunately, Thomas Germain, tech writer for Consumer Reports, is coming up to tell us.
Okay.
Be careful out there.
I'll take note.
As if nobody knows anything about you anyway. 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A day before a Lion Air crash in Indonesia in October, it's reported an off-duty pilot in the cockpit saved a different crew struggling to control the same plane.
He realized the anti-stalling flight control system was malfunctioning and directed power to be cut from the motor, stabilizing the plane. That move, said to be part of a checklist pilots are expected to memorize, the incident not mentioned in the report from Indonesia's government agency.
Fox's Lillian Wu, a similar Boeing jet crashed in Ethiopia this month. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, is asking the European Union to delay their breakup briefly.
I am not prepared to delay Brexit any further than the 30th of June.
It was supposed to happen next Friday, but Parliament keeps rejecting plans.
Incompetence, failure, and intransigence from the Prime Minister and her government have brought us to this point.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A trial date has been set for a Ford County man accused of firebombing a mosque in Minnesota in 2017. 48-year-old Michael Harry is charged with arson in connection with the firebombing of the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in Bloomington, Minnesota. A U.S. magistrate judge this week said his trial should begin September 30th in St. Paul, Minnesota. The News Gazette says he also was charged in the Central District of Illinois with multiple charges stemming from multiple crimes in Illinois and Indiana, including the attempted firebombing of the women's health practice on South Neal Street in Champaign. Urbana City Council members have approved a new liquor license for a local grocery store that wants to add video gambling machine terminals. Save-A-Lot has a Class C liquor license but needed a Class A license in order to allow consumption of liquor in the store. The News Gazette says aldermen approved the new license on a vote of 4-2. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Amazon Music app today.
Okay, you know, we share pictures on Facebook and we do all that without hesitation. Is that a good idea? Oh, we're going to do that?
Well, I think. But, you know, I know relatives who say, you know, don't post this because I'm afraid somebody might go to my house and rob me because they know I'm on the beach.
You can type your, you know that you can type the address in Google and it shows your house?
Yeah.
What? I can see my dogs.
I know.
That's just, okay. Do you like that? Nah. But that's where we are today, so. 8:39, Consumer Reports guy next.
Hi, I'm Habib.
Online at ESPNCU.com. Okay, how photos hidden EXIF data exposes your personal information. This is why we call Tech Writer Consumer Reports. Thomas Germain, I have no idea what they're talking about. What's EXIF?
Hi, well, thanks for having me on. So EXIF data isn't something that a lot of people are aware of. When you take a photo with a digital camera or a phone, details about when, where, and how the image are created are captured automatically, and they're stored in your photos. They're embedded in there in what's called EXIF data, or EXIF. Most of that's pretty mundane stuff about camera settings and things like that, but some of that information is actually really personal. And wherever you send that photo, the EXIF data travels with it. So to give you an example, we found this random picture of a kid playing baseball on the internet. We downloaded it, and we were able to tell by looking at the file with a couple of clicks exactly where the boy was standing, what type of phone was used to take the picture, what time it was taken, a whole host of other things. What we don't know is whether the people who posted the photo realized how much information they were sharing about their son.
Okay, that's it. Montana, log cabin, no electronics.
Right.
Thomas, wait a minute. We want the grandparents in Florida to see the ball game.
Right.
I mean, the bottom line is this. This is the Truman Show. Expect it. That's where we are. And deal with it if you're going to have a phone.
Right. And that's kind of what we're getting at here. You know, there's a lot that's going on with your personal data and privacy that people just don't realize. And that's what Consumer Reports and other privacy experts are getting at here, is that consumers just need to know enough information to make informed choices about what they're sharing, because there are some situations where you don't want to be revealing this sensitive information.
Yeah, but it's kids. I mean, when the kids are little, you're posting all over. They're so cute in the Halloween costumes and all the... So what is the thought here? You probably should be very careful about the kinds of things you put out there?
Yeah, I mean, that's always good advice. You know, you should assume that everything you're posting on the internet is public, right? But in these situations, sometimes there's more than you even realize. The good news is it's easy to remove this access data before you share it. So one of the simplest things you can do is you can just take a screenshot of that photo that you've taken on your phone. You share that instead, and you're protected because there's not as much personal information.
All right, so
you should know that if you're posting photos to social media, that information is going with it. And the same is true with texting or sending an email.
So you're going another generation. I'm taking the picture, then I screenshot it, then I post that one.
Yeah, you can share that, the screenshot of the image. There really aren't as many privacy concerns there.
Bam, we just solved the problem, Thomas. You're a genius. Are you one of those geek, really smart, ridiculous rich guys?
I wouldn't say I'm a rich guy, but, you know, I do my best.
You sound like you're ridiculously smart, which is the kind of guys I love calling. So I hope we can chat again sometimes, because we love guys with answers, and you apparently have them all. So good work today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
Tell people how to get hold of Consumer Reports.
You can check us out at cr.org and find more information about exit data and a whole host of other things there.
Keep up your good. Thomas, thank you so much. We really appreciate your information. Thanks for being on.
All right. Thank you again.
Thomas Germain.
cr.org.
Okay, 845.
Cheap out.
All right, 848 sports headlines.
All right, well, we've got some playing games. Belmont is in, so is Fairleigh Dickinson, in case you're looking at your bracket and try to hone in on who's going to win it all. I wish you all the best in your picks. NIT-wise, Indiana moves on, beating St. Francis yesterday. Nebraska and Butler are going at it this evening, in case you're into the Big Ten action. The baseball season is out of the gate in Japan. Seattle over the Oakland A's, 9-7. Yu Darvish left spring training game because of a blister. Cubs fans are a little nervous, but not too bad. I mean, it's a blister. But they're also looking at the bullpen and happy to see recovering from injury Brandon Morrow and Pedro Schrock.
Well, they're working on it. They're going to be delayed, but hopefully they're on track to get back soon.
Big news in baseball is the Angels deal with Mike Trout. $430 million over 12 years for this 27-year-old baseball player.
$59,000 per at bat.
Crazy.
$1 million per home run.
Illinois over St. Louis, 4-1 yesterday. Illinois softball home opener winning 9-4 was the final over IUPUI.
Maybe Mike Trout could say, my next home run is for Stevie J, and I'm giving him $1,029,000, which is what Mike calculated.
Which would be awesome.
Really cool.
But, you know, his teammate is Albert Pujols, and he went through so many years of, who is that guy, and saying his name wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were mad. That
I was mad. I agree. I know you're right.
Albert Pujols.
Got me. Okay. Got me. Here's your weather.
Well, we've got rainy conditions today and up towards 50, down to around the freezing point for the next few days. The really stellar days are Friday and Saturday with plenty of sunshine. Currently 39 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. You had a text we wanted to get to.
It says you're a hypocrite, Stevie. You know that Republicans were losing elections because of electoral college. You would be crying about it just like Democrats did when Gore and Clinton lost. I also agree that there's a lot of negative press when it comes to Trump, but where was your same outrage when Fox was pushing birtherism and Michelle Obama's arms and the way she dressed and the other things that had nothing to do with policy for 8 years?
Well, there's just one Fox. There's about 12 others that gave Barack Obama great coverage. And I don't remember ever whining about Electoral College, so tell me when I did that. I mean, that's the system we have because... Mm-hmm. Why would I vote in North Dakota if it's all going to be centraled in Chicago, New York, and Boston? I mean, it's you got to have, otherwise, why would you have two senators in Idaho? Okay, more tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day.
I am Ducey. I'm Stevie J. The Jeremy Warner program is next. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday. What do you get from Dogtown?